Did you ever hear of a legal guard?
Hmm?
Legal guard. Guardine or guardian or.
Yeah. What do you mean by legal? Now tell me how you talking about.
I mean, the person who's supposed to look after him, if he doesn't have any relatives, maybe the court will appoint somebody to take care of him, and they call that person his.
I hear them call him now, your grandparents, pounds. Because when I was in Baton Rouge the other week, they had them. The lady was holding a board up all through there. You could get, just like those children, you can get them. You call your grandparents. Grandparents.
If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my
peepers.
And you'd say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
kin.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
He is an immigrant.
And a woman who conducts school is called a
school teacher.
And a preacher that's not very well trained, just sort of preaches here and there. And he doesn't seem to take it too seriously. He does something else for a living. What might you call him?
Now, a preacher that's not a pastor, because you said it in a different way, but a preacher that are not pastor, just preach here and yonder, he's evangelist. He's not pastor.
What would you say about a carpenter who's not very good at building things?
Well, I don't know how you would say that.
Did you ever hear of Jake Leg or Jack Leg or Yard Axe?
No, I hear tell of Jack Leg. Well, you can call most just like a preacher. If he's not a good preacher, you can call him a Jack Leg. You know, that's the way it is with a carpenter. You can just say, but see, when you call a person a Jack Leg carpenter, he not having no license. He just taking up that little waking seven. He's not a licensed carpenter. Now that's the way we use it in our country. I don't know how you do where you are.
The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And do you remember a song that started off, Wait Till the Sun Shines? Or you remember the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party? And a male goat is called a...
That's a male goat, all I know.
Or what's a nickname for William?
William?
Did you ever hear Bill or...
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
What about if you put a Y on that, you say?
Billy.
And the first book in the New Testament in the Bible.
Is Genesis.
And the New Testament.
Oh. What is the first, I don't know. Let me get this.
The others are Mark, Luke, and John.
Let me see in the New Testament. Let me see, because somebody else lying and asked me that same question. Is he Zippo?
Well, the others
are... Jeremiah?
No, that's the Old Testament. The others are Mark, Luke, and John.
Is that the first one?
The first one is before Mark.
It must be Mark then. Let me see.
What book is it? That's still the Old Testament.
Malachi. New Testament. Wait a minute, let me see. New Testament. Matthew.
Okay.
See that?
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
I ain't never known Abraham's wife's name.
It starts with an S.
Oh, Sarah.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your auntie.
And someone nicknamed Bill, his full name would be?
Billy.
And President Kennedy's first name was?
That's all I know, President Kennedy.
What's the fourth book in the New Testament? It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, you'd call him
John.
Or he's your father's brother.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call him your
Martha.
Okay. And the highest rank in the army.
No, a sergeant.
Or what's above a sergeant?
Lieutenant.
Or a 5-star
general.
Did you ever hear generals?